your boy Chris Carter. You're listening to the You Heard Me podcast.
I had a wet jumper. I'm a cold nigga. Hit his soulmate all summer. Bitch, hit my phone asking for money. Yeah, wrong number.
That shit was some bars.
You're fired.
That shit was cracking. But look, bro, I'm sweating in this bitch. It's hot. I finally settled down. I got juice. No drink. You know what I'm saying? We came back from doing the show today. It was great. It was amazing. It was a hot day, but it was a windy day, and it was beautiful. Can we combine that? It's called California weather.
California.
You feel me? But look, if y'all tuning in, y'all is tuning in to the You Heard Me podcast presented by G-Nice TV, and you already know it's your only host, Mr. G Murray, Mr. G-Nice TV. And today, bro, I'm excited because we already did the IG Live, and that shit was lit. You know what I'm saying? He dropped the single at the time when we did the IG Live. You feel me? And we finally got together, linked up. We got to do the show today. It was amazing. My boy killed it. All the way from Denver, but from Louisville, Kentucky.
Shut the whole city down.
Let me say that. From Denver, but from Louisville, Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? It's my boy Chris Carter.
I appreciate it. You see how you said Louisville? You see how you did that? That's how I do that.
You feel me? You got to get your... I ain't even going to say the word because I'm going to fuck it up.
You're going to fuck it up.
But you got to get your shit correct. Because, you know, when people say, like, when they be trying to pronounce San Bernardino in Minnesota, they be fucking it up. So I'd be like, no, San Bernardino. You know what I'm saying? The Dino. Just say the Dino at that because you ain't going to pronounce the motherfucker correct.
I'll be honest, I can't spell San Diego. I tried when I was doing that shit. I realized I couldn't spell San Diego. It was crazy.
Word.
Dumb as hell.
Hey, it'd be like that with certain, you know, states and certain things with me too. But look, man, I'm excited because, you know, this is the first time we really linked up and really have a real conversation in person. Mm. You know, the IG Live, you know, was kind of short, but, you know, that's the point of those things, keeping it short and simple. You don't want to give people too much because if you want to get the real spill, you got to dive into the program. So now that you're tuned in. You know, lock in, sit down, and enjoy this show because today we got my boy Chris Carter, like I said, and we just going to, you know, enjoy it. So, bro, first and foremost, how you feeling?
I feel great. Feeling amazing. We had a dope-ass show today. My boy Michael didn't get to perform.
Man, yeah.
Sorry about that.
I was really looking forward for that lost record to be played today, but, you know.
Nah, me too.
It's all good, you know. Next time for sure, we gonna turn that bitch.
July 6th, pull up
July
to Denver.
July 6th, Denver.
At your mama's house, exactly. And that's the venue. It's not like at your
and
mama's.
And tickets sold out when you put them online, right?
Hold on, the physical copies. Don't make you know what I'm saying. I'm not
physical. My fault.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I didn't sell out. Your boy sold out physical copies, but it's my first time, so I feel good about it.
But listen,
we made some bread.
But listen though, if you're not excited about selling out those tickets, like then what is you doing it for? Rather 10, 20 people show or 100. This is only the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because when you get bigger, people start buying them shit, you're going to see. You're going to be like, damn, that them tickets I sold when I was first coming up, it was worth it.
Nah, to be honest with you, it felt real good because I honestly, I couldn't sell tickets in Kansas City, to be real with you.
Like, why do you think is that?
I don't know. People don't like me.
Why people don't like you?
Look, man.
Because you don't come off like that type of artist that's on some like... You know what I'm saying? You know people come around, they be on that weird shit sometimes, mm-hmm. but you don't come off like that, bro. You really a solid dude, and you really, like, get along with motherfuckers and
Some people just don't fuck with me, and that's okay.
Do you think it's because you are a lyricist and you really be killing shit and they might be jealous?
Nah, I think they're just weird.
Hey.
Because I'm not mean to nobody. I mean, that's not true, but I'm not an asshole most of the time. Yeah. So, like, I feel like there's no reason. I don't give anybody a reason to not like me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's also, like, it's about, you know, building a fan base, and I just couldn't build that fan base in Kansas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think mostly, if anything, it's probably on me more than anything.
Yeah. So, shit, bro, like, so we're going to take it back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Take me back, Chris Carter. Young Chris Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Before the music.
I'm old as shit now.
Before the music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, we already know where you're from, but, like, how was it growing up, you know, for yourself in Kentucky? And, you know, what were the things you got into in your childhood before all this?
It was cool. So, my mom worked, and it was just me and my little brother for a long time. And then my sister eventually moved in. It was just three of us, and she was working like two or three jobs. She was never at the crib. So I honestly, my stepdad didn't really care what I did. So I usually just honestly just used to get the fuck. Like I used to get away with anything. Yeah. Like, I used to do whatever. There ain't really a lot to do in Louisville besides like party and do drugs. And it's a small city. You know what I'm saying? Like they have like small stuff for the community, but it's nothing that is really pulling everybody in. You know, there's still a lot of violence in my city. And a lot of drug use in my city. So growing up, that's pretty much all we, that's all we did was just kick it, chill, get into some bullshit. Because yeah, it's like yeah, I said, it's, I mean, that's just,
it's in the front, it's in front of you, it's in your front yard.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do. So, which is something I'm going to change for sure.
No, for sure.
Like 100%. Sure. But yeah, growing up in the city was, it was cool. Like I said, people are, there's a lot of ugly to my city, but it's beautiful as fuck too. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, for sure. And that's what I be telling everybody, too. Like, every state got a hood. Every state got an ugly part and a beautiful part. But you feel me? It's how you deal with it and how you put a plan together to shake that shit to, you know, do something better for yourself. So, for sure. So, you know, to explain how you hopped out the porch and everything, just what it was.
Hopped out the porch.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, listen, I'm going to be real with you. I was not hopping off any porches.
No porches like that. But, you know, like, as soon as you step outside your environment, it is what it is. Facts. And you have to either adapt to it or you have to avoid it. But
a lot of stuff that we did was just, like I said, we would just party. We would just kick it, go to the walking bridge and shit, go get some chicken from Indies, of course. But, like I said, for the most part, like, we just go into the walking bridge or the skate park because that's pretty much all we could do. Or we at somebody's house partying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell yeah.
It's, everything's just it's a big kickback. You know what I mean?
So, you know, what were like the sounds that were playing in your house growing up? You know what I'm saying? Because you have a very distinctive way of artistry when you make your music. You're very passionate, but you also talking that shit. And a lot of people don't know how to spit that fast, but think of the shit real quick in their head as well. Mm-hmm. So that had to come from studying some real music. What's your background in that?
I moved around, like, as a kid, I moved around a lot. Like, at an early age, my mom wasn't able to be there. So I was staying at my grandparents' house, and I would always go to my great-grandma's house.
And shout out to the grandparents, because that's where all the music is. It lives there.
Yeah.
All the records.
My great-grandma, she's actually a gospel singer in Georgia. She still is. They actually just had an article about her the other day in the news. But she's, shout out to my grandma, Ida. She used to drag me and my cousin JW and his two sisters. She used to drag us to every single rehearsal she had, like every single like dress. Cause my grandma also makes the dresses for the whole group. Okay. Like she's a real artist, true artist, beautiful artist. So I think a lot of that came from her. I used to listen to a lot of Michael Jackson as a kid, and my stepdad introduced me to music more as, like, I think I turned around like 13. The first album I ever listened to was 808s and Heartbreak. And I cried. I real life cried. Like, and it's cool. Like, that album is so crazy because, like, I'm like 13, 14, like, coldest winter, crying to that shit as if I just got my heart broke. Like, my girlfriend probably like kissed somebody or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but
Man.
So I grew up listening to like 808s and Heartbreak. I'm a huge Drake fan from like Comeback Season. Like, the first song I heard from Drake was the Barry Bonds freestyle. And I used to go to school and spit that to girls and tell them it was my song. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, like, it was crazy. Like, I used, because nobody listened to Comeback Season but me at this point. Like, I mean, it was like, I'm in middle school. Nobody, you know, so
they dumb.
But yeah. They're dumb. But I mean, most of the kids weren't listening to that at that time. Like,
because
a lot of people didn't even know Drake until like So Far Gone.
Really?
So,
really?
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like,
and then Take Care and all that
going
forward.
So for me, I've always just been like a really big music person. I always put my emotions into what I listen to even. So, like, I feel like, and my stepdad's a huge part in that. Like I said, he's from Brooklyn, New York, so he always had all the fucking craziest music before anybody. Like, I heard that Kid Cudi, Steve Aoki mix, like, in 2011. Like, he was bopping that shit in his car way back. So, like, he just put me on a lot of artists. Like I said, Cudi is, like, a huge fucking inspiration. ASAP Rocky, Jay-Z, Nas. The list is, like, endless. Like, I'm a huge music nerd. This is, like, literally, like, 95% music in my head. Like, you play a song, I'll know the lyrics 9 times out of 10. Especially if it's a Drake song. It's ridiculous.
I mean, shit. Well, you said most of the time growing up, you was outside just trying to vibe. And I'm pretty sure, you know, most of those times you listen to music. So
I always have my headphones in. Like, if you ask any of my friends, like, if you go look at old pictures, I've always listened to music. Like, that's my thing. Like, I never knew I could make music, but, like, now that I know that I can, I love it so much. Because, like, I really love music. It's, like, it's a really big part of my life. Like, I can't go out my... I can't go a whole day without listening to music. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine a day of me not listening to music. I have to take my headphones out because people always trying to fucking talk to me. Like, I be in my own world 95% of the time.
It's like when you in the car and you trying to, you know, blast music.
Yeah.
The motherfucker always trying to talk. Yeah, sometimes like, I be me. I admit that. But it's crazy because when you in my whip, when I'm driving, I'm music loud, blasted, like, for real. But, yeah, no. So then talk about it then. What draw you, like, into it then?
My cousin, iAmbition, that was his rap name. He's from Baltimore. He was on shout out Baltimore. He was on a show. It's a Big Sav show. It's a radio station in New Jersey, Time to Grind Radio. He was on there freestyling, and he wanted me to hop on there and freestyle. At this point, I don't rap at all. Y'all hear my freestyles, they're okay, but they're not. You know what I mean? At this point, terrible. Like, bad. So I hopped on there, and they booed me off and played the Frozen song, the Let It Go song. And that nigga told me, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that nigga, they fried my shit. Like, you know that Aaron, what's that dude's name? Adrian Bronner. You know that meme where he's like, oh, I'm getting cooked. I'm getting cooked. Yeah, like, that's how they did me. Like, man, they cooked my shit on live in front of like 300 people. Like, it was bad to the point where I was like, I don't know why. I wasn't even a rapper, but that shit hurt me so bad. So I was like, I never want to feel like that shit again. Like, who the fuck are you to tell me what I can and can't do?
Exactly.
And I just started working on that shit every day. Like, I remember I told Biz, I was like, yo, like, I'm going to be the greatest rapper ever. She was like, what? I was like, yeah. Like, I'm going to be the greatest rapper ever. She's like, okay. I just started practicing that shit every single day. Like, at work, like, I was a groundskeeper, like, picking up trash and shit. So, like, all day I'm outside. So, I'm just listening to beats on YouTube all fucking day. Like, just freestyling, just practicing. I, like, started off where I could write hooks. And then hooks turned into full songs. And then from there on, like, I remember, like, when I first started, all I could do was just spit bars. Like, I was a real ass, like, lyrical miracle ass nigga. Like,
lyrical miracle.
Nah, for real. Like, it was like, I was really just like, that's all I could do. Like, I have this song. If you want my YouTube, it's one of the first, it's the first music video I ever did. It's called Marathon. From top to bottom, it's just bars, nigga. Like, there's no breaths. There's no hooks.
No time to give yourself a breather. Yeah, man, nigga. Just straight through.
And that's how, like, and that's how it started for me. And then one day I started singing. I made this song called Major Way. And I started, like, harmonizing. I was like, what the fuck? Like, okay, I didn't know your boy got some, you know what I'm saying? So, because obviously, like I said, Drake is a huge influence. So,
yeah.
I love how versatile he is, and I like to pride that in my music, too. So, when I started, like, melodizing this shit, everything just got really fun for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
start playing with it.
Oh, yeah, because you get more involved when you're doing something, you know what I'm saying?
No, some for real. So, okay, like, your sound.
Mm-hmm.
You are in a lane that is very rare, I feel, in this industry, because everyone's trying to do what the trend is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what drawn me into fucking with you in the first place, is hearing that you was different from everybody else. And so that's why I commend you. I told you that yesterday, right over here, when we was mm-hmm. talking, chopping it up. And do you still feel like you are trying to find your pocket?
No, I think like...
Or do you feel like you know your sound and that's what you're going to be pushing?
I think that I just like to make whatever the fuck I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told you yesterday, we can sit here and do bars all day. Niggas, exactly. We can put on beats and we can spit whatever all fucking
all
day.
All different types of shit.
But if you want like a real good song out of me, I need to feel that beat. I need to feel everything about it. I want to take my time with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, quality for me is a little bit better than quantity, especially if you're moving a certain way. Because there are ways that you can... I know that everybody's like, you need to push, push, push. You need to put out music. You need to put out music. You need to put out music. But I ain't put out music since November, and niggas are still talking about me. I'm still doing shows. We're in California right now, talking about a song I dropped in November.
Denver, July 6th. Plug in.
July 6th at July your mama's 6th. House. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we're out here still talking about that shit. Like, yeah. You can still push a song nowadays. You just have to move a certain way with content. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if you push your content, you can really still make the music you want to make.
No,
and
for
I feel
real.
Like, I'm just doing what I want to do. Whereas, like, a lot of people, they'll make a hit song or they'll make a certain song and then they got to make that song 17 times. The way I'm going, I'm going to make whatever the fuck I want to make. If you love this song, I know you're going to love my other songs too.
Cause I'm, and you still going to double back and hear this shit too. Right. Like, we still going to be pushing that shit regardless. You feel me? Like,
I will say though, when I dropped Lost, I was nervous because
why is that?
Because it's different from like any of the songs I have, like completely. So it's like that one's more like I was like, I don't want to fall into that. Like I don't want motherfuckers to be like, yo, this is his shit. Like this is him, because it's not. Like I just was feeling lost at that moment. Yeah. I was feeling sad and depressed on some shit. So your boy, we cooked up on some hot shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like that was just what that was. Like that was my emotions at the time. And every song won't be exact. I'm not saying every single thing will sound different, but there's always going to be something different in my songs regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to keep putting out the same old song over and over.
Because
like,
it can be sound the same. Then people are going to eventually move on and be like...
Yeah. I mean, even if they don't move on, because like I said, those artists, like I'm not going to name those artists, but those artists are still making bread. They're still doing what I want to do. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not knocking anybody by any means. I'm just saying personally, I don't want to fall into that trap of not being able to release what I want, not feeling confident in when I drop. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I feel like that's what I get out of that. Like, I feel like they're like, all right, well, I can't switch up now because this is what they love. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you got to give the people what they love, but you also got to do what you love or you're going to hate it.
Because then you're going to lose the whole interest of what you're doing. Talk about the journey so far, what it's been like for you, and what obstacles you done face along the way. Jeez. And where you were at today and where you were at before. Now I know the story, you know what I'm saying, yeah. But people gotta know.
I got you.
You feel me?
So, in this music industry, there's a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of fucked up people out here trying to scam you. Yeah. So, with that being said, I had, at the very early stages, like, it was like right before COVID, I was like, I'm working on music, I'm starting to take it more serious. I get like a phone call from the Sony Records label. Like it's the real Sony number. Like we look it up, we do all the research behind it. It's the real Sony number. Turns out it's just these scammers. They fish their number, whatever. They flew me out to Detroit, telling me I was gonna meet Big Sean and we were gonna do a song and that they were gonna put up half of this money. So I brought this amount of money. They robbed me. I was dropping off at the gas station. It was a whole thing. I was like mad depressed for like, I couldn't make music for like 2 months, 3 months, like at all. I couldn't even like, honestly, that was probably the only time in my life where I couldn't listen to music. Like that shit, I was sick. Like that shit was really sick. You know what I mean? Like it was more so, it wasn't even the bread, because like money, you can always make money back. That was like the first time I had ever seen something I really care about just get crushed in front of my face.
Especially because they're taunting you and it's like.
Yeah. Well, like, it's so fucked because like, so we're on the phone and shit and like, they were like, oh, you can quit your job. Like, you're the next big thing. Like, you can quit your job. Like, you know, we're going to... Like, bro, like, they really would have fucked my whole life up.
Damn.
Over some bread. Which is, like, I understand the hustle. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at them. Whatever. It is what it is. I'd rather be alive than anything.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, even besides that, like, there's just a lot of ups and downs of being a artist, especially in today's age with social media. I think we all get really fucked with these numbers. Like I saw a post the other day, like it was like, if 100 people came up to compliment you, you'd be really happy, but if 100 people like your post, it's not enough.
Nah, for real. And that's so crazy, ain't it?
That is, it's facts.
Cause in college I took a class with Kelly Berg, shout out Kelly Berg. And that was like one of the studies in the communication department was how people don't show like no more emotion because of social media. There's no more, you don't see people's mannerisms anymore, cause You're on a phone.
That's why buddy downstairs look like a robot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
His ass be on the Facebook too much, dude.
Yeah, man. This nigga.
he look like Mark Zuckerberg. I know you seen that shit. His ass is one of the lizard people.
So tell me why, when I was walking up with Sice, he was doing the gardening with Shorty, and we was talking business, and he just looked at us like, I'm like, man, I'll slap you with the shovel. And in my discretion, I don't condone violence.
My man,
but,
Mark downstairs.
Huh?
It's my man Mark downstairs. He not fucking around.
Nah, man, he trying to boot us out the crib and all, but we all good. But, yeah, man, it sucks that you had to go through that. But do you feel like in that moment, going through that, and also going through the down moments?
I needed all of that. I mean,
explain it. Why?
Right. Okay. Let's be honest. Like, nobody needs that shit, right? But I needed that to see if I really wanted this. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, those are soul-taking moments. Like, I don't care what nobody says. Gun to your head. Soul-taking moment. Like, oh, for real? Soul-taking moment. And then on top of that, with it being, like, your dreams at the same time being crushed, this shit is, it's all, it just fucks your head up. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I just feel like I needed it to see if this is what I really wanted to do. Like, even though, like I said, nobody needs that shit necessarily, like, you shouldn't have to feel some shitty way to know if you want to do something. But for me, being who I am, I needed that so I can use it to push me harder. Because I used to really fuel off of hate and sadness. I used to fuel off that shit like crazy, especially when I first started. Now I'm way more calm and I'm more like, I could fuel off of my pure like inspiration and whatever I draw around me. But before, like I said, it was more so like just like the hate I get from people. Like I said, the reason I even started was off of somebody telling me I couldn't even do it. Look at me now, nigga. Fuck. He saw me at South by Southwest too. Now he saw me when I was performing at South by Southwest.
And what did he say?
He didn't remember who the fuck I was.
We don't remember him either.
Nah, I remember him. Hey.
Well, we gonna pretend we don't know you. Cause we don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
You feel me?
When I see you next time on a bigger stage, I'm gonna act like I don't know you.
Nah, I will say this. The biggest ultimate, I wouldn't even say revenge. I'll say like the most like I told you so moment is when you send him the invite to that ceremony of you getting praised. Yeah, I mean, humble as you want to be, but
to be honest with you, I'm over this shit.
In a way, like, it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was talking shit, but I ain't gonna not invite you. But then again,
it's also just one of those things though where I say like I needed that.
You know, real shit.
Like, I would never have traveled to California.
Hey, look, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't doing nothing.
Nah, I for sure was trash back then. I'm gonna be real with you. That freestyle was bad. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm gonna go through me and his messages and we gonna, cause I'm sure I screenshotted it or some shit. So I'm gonna go through it and look at
you
it.
You looking back at the messages. All right,
the bitches is fried, G. Nah, like I said, I mean, I needed it though. Like, it was harsh, it was fuck. And I don't think anybody should tell any independent artist, or not any artist at all, especially one that's starting off, not to do anything or that they suck or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, like, why is it such a thing, like, to hate on somebody for trying something?
Exactly. Well, you gotta look at it. They probably don't try enough in doing things, and they're projecting that energy on you. So,
oh, God, I'm sure he's a failed rapper.
Excuse me. So,
but... but we not, you know, like I said, I'm not worried about it. Like, honestly, if I seen him again, I probably would thank him, because again, like I said, I wouldn't even
feel you.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be a rapper. I wouldn't be in California. I wouldn't even know I could do the thing I love the most.
No, you know, and you're right. Shit.
So like, I'm very grateful for the Frozen movie and his booze. Straight up.
Frozen, though.
Shout out to Frozen.
That threw me off. Like at least he could have played any other record. He hit it with
Frozen? Bro, he hit it with the
Let It Go. Let It Go.
It hurt. It was the most, bro. I literally almost cried. Like, grown ass man, bro. Like, just real life. About to have some tears.
Damn.
It was worth it, though. Look where we at.
Well, fast forward from that situation.
Yeah.
Talk about how you and Aaron initially got together, because you guys got two records, Machiavelli and Beachfront.
Yeah,
that's how I discovered you. I discovered you through his that feature he hopped on with you, right? And I immediately said, I texted him, I said, hey, cuz hard, like, introduce me. And I think I just followed you right there. And I started fucking with your shit.
Yeah.
And like, on some real stuff, I be in studios a lot with a lot of people, bro. And when I see somebody that stand out, I rock with it. So definitely, like I said, I'm rocking 10 toes behind you.
Appreciate
you,
feel
you, me? Yup. So talk about how you initially met Aaron and that relationship, because you guys have a unique relationship. Y'all,
that's my bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, y'all, besides the music, but when y'all get in the studio, y'all have that chemistry. So talk about that.
It's crazy. It's like Michael Jordan. You feel me? Pippin shit. But nah, we gonna say Mike and Mike. We're not even gonna say Mike and Pippin. Nobody around me is on some second shit. Everybody around me is Mike and Mike.
That's some new shit right there. Some Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike.
Some Braun and Braun.
Yeah, we
Kobe and Kobe.
Oh God, everybody that's around me.
Some Curry and Curry.
It's some hitters, bro. I know y'all heard my peoples.
I'm hurt.
Beachfront, hitter. Machiavelli, hitter. Lost, hitter. Toxic, hitter. And anything I do by myself, of course. Hitter.
Nah, but for real, but like talk about that, because you know that a lot of artists don't really immediately want to get together, just find that chemistry, bro.
I like to fuck with people that are really that push me to go further. And honestly, this was like pandemic time. Yeah. So like me, I don't shut the fuck up, like ever. I talk a fuck ton.
Right here with you.
Right.
That's so why I'm doing this.
Right. Yeah, we don't shut up. That's why we got the mics. So
real shit.
So for me, during the pandemic, it wasn't hard for me to like switch from networking through in person, because also I've worked customer service my whole life. I hate people, but I'm really good with them. I fucking hate people. People are trash, but I'm good with them. So so networking is pretty easy for me. So like I just switched over to Instagram during the pandemic. I met my boy Mike on off the pandemic.
Shout out Mike McQueen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. KC finest.
KC's finest. And I linked up with Rogers the same way off of Instagram. Lee Kang, everybody, Rico.
Because you did talk about everybody. You being the connect in KC.
Nah, not even
us. You talked about, yeah. We going to talk about that too.
All right, so I mean, I bring the people together though. Like anybody that's gone to Code Red's studio, like that's my dog. His engineering is nasty. His mixing is nasty. If y'all ever need anything mixed, hit up Code Red KC on Instagram. My nigga's tough with it.
Tap in.
Not even on some that type time, because I didn't make anybody. I didn't do anything. I'm always just down to, you know, bring people around that are creative. I've connected a lot of people together that didn't know each other in the city.
Exactly.
But like I said, not on that type of time, just on some like, I'm going to the studio, let me hit up cuz. So these two people sound like they'd be crazy on a song. Like, let's pull up. I remember I was talking about let's do a huge KC. Yeah. We didn't get to do that, but that was one of my ideas, to have all the artists that I fuck with at KC, because I know if all the artists that I fuck with from KC are stupid hard.
Like, I just got KC today.
Yeah, Broderick, disgusting. Shun, who goes by Ann now, disgusting. Rico is disgusting. There's hella people in Kansas City that just have that. Amira Wang is probably one of the hottest artists out there.
Is KC considered the Midwest still?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy that you say that? Because us being in Minnesota, you know, shout out Jalen behind the camera on the ones and twos. We discovered a lot of artists too in the Midwest that are very talented, but mm-hmm. because the Midwest isn't so popular, you know,
I don't think that matters anymore.
It don't, but in a sense it does, because you see a lot of artists in the Midwest struggling to get recognized, but that's also in the West Coast is kind of easier.
Because in the West Coast and in Atlanta, they work together.
But that's what I'm saying.
They don't work together in the Midwest. So that has nothing to do with the people in the Midwest. That has everything to do with the artists in the Midwest that don't want to work. Pull up. Me and Roger's going to be in the studio. He pulled up. We met another artist there. I'm like, I don't even know this nigga, but you could pull up to the fucking studio too. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I am, bro. Like, if I see things that would make sense, I'm going to try and make it happen. If I see people hustling, and even if I can't necessarily put money into it, if I can invest some time into it or bring some people around that are willing to invest into their business, then I'm going to do that.
Yep.
Whether we just met, if I fuck with your vibe and I fuck with how you work, I'm going to fuck with you.
You facts. Know what I'm saying? And that's off rip.
Like, I literally just have that. Like, I really just love seeing people. I genuinely love seeing people win. Even if I'm not necessarily winning in the moment, that don't mean that nobody else can win. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then also at the same time, back to the Midwest, if people would just connect with each other and work, everyone that I named today literally can make it out the city and be an actual, like, making money off of their music. Like, I could pull out 10 Kansas City artists right now off my phone that all could be in the league right now. For real. All for it.
Hey, listen. Midwest people, if you are watching this, don't be scared to tap in. You feel me? I don't just work with, you know, West Coast artists. We working with everybody. You see my boy here from Denver, KC. Kentucky, you know what I'm saying? Houston, we got Vegas people on here. We got people from everywhere. Mm. Tap in. Don't be afraid, because I think that's the issue, and you're right. A lot of people are afraid to network with others, and I think maybe...
I don't think it's afraid. I think it's more so like... Because even like you, I feel like you still have those instances where you're like, damn, like, cuz is really good, but you can either help or stop them. You get what I'm saying? Like, if Michael makes a hit song tonight, and then he posts it tomorrow, and instead of sharing it, I just look past it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is some hoe shit, by the way.
And that's some weird shit. Why would you do a record with somebody?
What I'm saying, but what I'm saying is, I just, not even if we did a record together, just say he make a hit tonight. Instead of sharing it, I just let that shit slide. I just, you know, ignore it. Keep scrolling on the gram.
Pretty much.
Dub it. I could have been that one person. Just say that somebody is following me. I could be that one person. Somebody see his shit and be like, yo, who the fuck is Michael?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is Michael Quinn? What's he up to, bro? What you got? Shit. You got some yellow pants on.
Some fly ones.
He got like three collars. We was walking by and niggas, I like your pants. What? All day.
Shout out my boy Mike McQueen.
My boy Mike Queen coming.
Hey,
he's fresh. He's fresh.
We're going to get fresh. McQueen up in here in a second. But, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, talk about the stuff you're working on currently and what you have planned moving forward.
Jalen, what you think? The stuff I'm working on currently, is it hot?
Because Jay hurt.
Yo.
It's just hot. Yeah, it's just hot.
Shit, bro. Hey, just
pee. Tap in.
Just tap in. Yeah. Nah, yeah, I'm working on some great tracks. I'm looking forward to finishing.
No, I'm already know.
I'm excited about
these. You know, I know.
Yeah.
You know, I know you. Hey, look.
And then, and
I know.
And honestly, like,
the files come to me.
They didn't even hear that that bounce track either. Like that.
The one you sent me.
Bounce. Yeah. Yeah. They haven't even heard that one.
They ain't even gonna give y'all the thought of what it was because.
Yeah. But the stuff I'm working on, I'm really excited about. I think. This is my best stuff so far. I think that I'm finally headed where I want to be.
And I just love how you serious, bro.
Yeah, I'm really hard on myself, to be honest with you.
And we had multiple calls, like, and our calls don't be long. I think one time we had a long convo.
It
but
was like 30, then we could 15.
Yeah, but
we keep it short.
Most of the time you hit me, you serious, you want to do this, you want to do that, and we get on it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about you. You very consistent, you very humble, but you want to get to work and get
and I love that because I
get busy.
I always feel like I'm not doing shit. Like even right now, like we
but you gotta feel like you ain't doing
shit.
Yeah,
like we was.
You know what I'm saying? Like what?
This is crazy. This looks nice.
Well, like if you ain't doing nothing, then what is you doing this for? You ain't progressing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you being an artist and even me being, you know, in the media space and entertainment, I definitely feel like if I'm not doing anything outside of creating content, I got to do something outside of that. Whether it's being behind the scenes helping other artists or working on stuff, planning what we got going on, you know, but that's just what you got to do, man. Stay consistent. That's the only way you're going to move forward in your journey. You feel me? So,
yeah. So for me, I just feel like it's more like I feel like I'm not doing enough. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm always on my ass. Like, I could be writing more songs. Like, because I know there's somebody out there that's writing like 10, 20 songs a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo. But, like, again, I like to take my time with it because I really want it to be – I want to make great music. I think I make good music right now. I think all my music is good. Even though you'll hear me say that my music sucks a lot because I'm just being hard on myself.
A lot of people, most of them are hardest critique.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So I'm like, I'm my music is good, but I want it to be great. So my next steps from now on is just I want everything to be at this certain threshold. And if it's not at this certain threshold, it's going in the vault or it's going in the trash. So, like, and that's just where I'm at right now because I really want my songs to be great. I want to make those songs where people are like, yo, what the fuck did this nigga just say? Like, run it back, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to find the formula to
that's
make
those.
That's
funny how you say that because on the way to the airport in Minnesota, you was doing that. You kept replaying them, the verses like, damn, let me hear that back.
Oh, that's
Let
tough.
Let me hear that back. I'm all not right, lying.
All right,
I'm
tough.
Not making
that's
this
tough.
Shit up.
That's tough.
Like, his girl could vouch for you, too. He was literally playing the same record, like, 20 times, probably.
Okay, that's
and he
tough.
Kept running it back.
Hey, Jalen's a real one, by
and
the way.
Said,
Jalen's a real one.
But even, like, everyone's first impression when they hear you and they, you know, they hear your music, they're like, oh, damn. What did he say? Oh, damn. Okay.
Well, I'm glad that y'all fuck with it. I just, like I said, I want to be better. I'm gonna be better. This next year, I say honestly, in the next 2 years, we're gonna be doing some serious tours.
I'm already knowing. Bird, trust
me. I'm just predicting that now. I think we're about to make a lot of money. I think we're about to have a fucking amazing time doing it too.
And we going up, and I just love the whole journey so far. You know what I'm saying? Like, even watching today, the performance. Shout out to Nate. Shout out to everybody.
Big shout out to Nate.
Shout out San Diego. Shout out Illinois Empire, who put this thing together today.
Opportunity was amazing. I appreciate that.
Exactly. Shout out to everybody who performed today. The DJ. Shout out to the DJs for, you know, doing their shit. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the vendors that was there. You know, it was definitely great seeing a lot of black excellence in one space and just being positive and
a lot of support too. Everybody was coming up to us afterwards. They was talking to us and shit. That was cool.
Shout out to Nate for having the certain people on the panel that was kicking that game. That shit was very intriguing. You feel me? And I feel like a lot of people need to tap into those things. You feel me? But
and also the networking as well, the opportunity to network with those people because they are. You know, they're successful and they're on their way to being extremely successful. And that's always nice to be around people that are like-minded.
Yup, exactly. But seeing you guys perform today was really dope, bro, because I was like, damn. When I was watching, I was like, yo, I could just already see this, and then I could see 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 plus. You know, it's like that video where Jack Harlow was at a festival performing. There was a little bit of people in the crowd, and then he was in Rolling Loud. Yeah, and then he was in Rolling Loud, turning up. Right
now, you guys see the one where he's at. There's like there's a picture of him in, I think it was like 2015 in
Louisville. Yeah, yep, that's what I'm talking about.
He goes back, not for Rolling Loud, because they ain't gonna have.
No, they have a picture. They have a picture of him at Rolling Loud, and it was like, big ass crowd. Yeah. It was just him, and then there was a picture of him back in the day with. It was somewhere. It was just him.
Yeah, it was in Louisville. But I was saying when he got. There's another picture of him back in Louisville, in the fucking like. It's just packed out.
You see, and
it's amazing.
And he put in groundwork before then, but
oh god, yeah, he was the first time I heard Jack Harlow was Sundown, and the reason I fucked with that song so heavy, the video was stupid. He's like sitting on the fucking hood of his car and shit. He was on top of the fucking building. He was driving through the Highlands and shit. Like, this shit was cool as fuck. That was the first time I ever heard, cuz I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Man, no, that's what's up, man. Hey, so look, check this out.
Shout out to Jack. Shout out to Jack.
He's making the city look amazing. Bryson Tiller.
Don't forget about Vori.
Who?
Y'all don't know who Vori is? Vori. He's from Louisville.
Ain't he?
ESTG. What about? Yeah. ESTG? He's with Dream Chaser. But what about ESTG? I know y'all know who G is.
Nah, I don't think so. G?
Y'all know who ESTG is?
Oh, you talking about ESTG?
Yeah.
He from Louisville?
Louisville.
Damn. Whoa, I thought he was from fucking Atlanta.
Listen, I want y'all
somewhere else.
I need y'all. Listen. I need y'all to understand.
Memphis is where I really thought he was.
I need y'all to understand that. Louisville is about to
take off.
Yeah, like crazy. Damn, like it's about to be disgusting.
Well, you about to be the next motherfucker up.
I already know.
And we see it.
Yeah, we coming for sure.
Hey, we gonna get into it right now with our boy Michael Queen.
Yes, sir.
KC's finest. He's on the uprise right now. I met him today.
Yeah,
it was today.
Oh, we at last night, technically.
I wasn't with y'all. Because they downstairs was tripping.
Tweaking.
So, fuck downstairs. But look.
Trying to stop our shine.
Pretty much, I met Michael Queen today through my boy out here, Chris Carter. And he is the one on the Lost record. And if you listen to the Lost record, it's pretty dope. You feel me?
And, too faded.
Exactly.
Man, my man came in with the nasty verse.
No, for real. And then today we had a few...
Real fast. You know an A&R? I played that shit for an A&R, and she told me not to put that shit out. Like, she told me to take him off.
She told me
to take him off the feature.
She's crazy.
I told her that. I dead ass look. She told me to take you off the feature. I was like, I'm not taking him off the feature.
Hey, and let me
this is like the hardest song I have right now.
I'm going to bring my boy in real quick. Let's chop it up, bro. You got to get in here. You know what I'm saying? You got to get up in here. I mean, you can still be right here. You know what I'm saying? Be in the middle if you want. Or
this nigga's like 7'3".
Yeah, so you know, we got Michael Queen in the building, like I said, man. Talk your shit, man. Tell him where you from, even though I already said it, you know what I'm saying? And how'd you get into music and what inspired you?
Man, I'm from Kansas City, man, and you know, like Chris was saying, you know, it's a small town, you know, it's not a lot of people that have really done anything from there on like a major level. And you know, like making music's like not really always been my thing. You know, I grew up as an athlete. I grew up playing football. Like that was my whole life till like I was like 21, you know what I'm saying? I was playing football in college, you know, I went to Highland, played a JUCO, and that was one of the things that really got me into rap, you know, because I was in a place with a whole lot of people from a whole lot of different like demographics, you know, whole lot of different like new vibes, you know, new stuff I'm around. And you know, just being around that, being around like all different kinds of music compared to like what I was listening to. So like, you know, I grew up listening like Drake is my goat, you know, Drake is 100% my goat, but I grew up listening to like Whitney Houston, fucking Mariah Carey, Outkast, Andre 3000, you know what I'm saying? Like Eminem, like my dad was, you see, I got Ice Cube on my shirt right now. Like,
that Ice Cube shirt is Cube. Super like, tough, too. Have you noticed that shirt? That shirt was tough.
Yeah.
That shirt is tough.
Oh, yeah, hey, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I got a Fashion Nova, $20. Yeah. Free game.
Right. And but, I'm gonna take it off. And I'm gonna take it off him. I'm gonna take it off him. I need that.
But, yeah, bro, I grew up listening to, like, smooth, soulful shit, and you can definitely hear it in my music. I don't know if you've checked out any of my stuff yet, if he's shown you anything besides, like, the Lost feature. But I'm more like an R&B. You definitely hear the influence from, like, from Drake and Kanye a lot on this new project that I'm about to go record this week.
I forgot to mention Kanye. That's crazy.
Nah, yeah, shout out to Kanye.
Shout out to B.A., bro.
Thank
shout
you.
Out to
Thank
man.
You, Kanye.
It was a heartbreak, man.
Everything, yeah. But... yeah, bro, I kind of got into music a couple years ago. Funny story, actually. So we used to freestyle. Like, I was in high school. My boy had his own apartment because his dad moved to Chicago for work, but it was his senior year, so he's like, I'm not trying to bounce. So he posted him up in his own apartment, so we'd just be gassing over there, smoking, like, freestyling and shit. And, you know, like, I kind of got good because we did it every day, and then I went on a trip for 10 days, and we was listening to Chance the Rapper's 10-day mixtape. Damn. And they was like, yo, bro, write a 10-day tape. And I was like,
shout out to Chance.
Like, all right, try it. I'll try it. And I was in D.C. I was in Washington, D.C., visiting my family. And I wrote a whole tape. And I came back, and it was low-key, like, it was some bullshit. You know, I wrote it. It was, like, 4 years ago, some whack shit. But I thought it was so hard at the time. You know, I was inspired. I was like, this music shit is dope as fuck. You know, I've always been an avid listener. Why don't I try and create this shit? And... you know, I got into, like, just writing songs, and it became, like, a habit, and then it became, like, a passion, you know what I'm saying? I just started loving music, and I started taking it serious. I'd say, like, November 2020, I decided I wanted to, like, actually make the music that, like, was inspiring me instead of, like, trying to portray myself as somebody else. I was about to just be me and make the music that's coming from my soul, so... I came out with a project called Mixed Emotions.
It was fire.
That shit is fire. Y'all should go listen to that if you haven't. Get with it. But, it was 9 songs full of, like, just, like, mixed emotions, bro. Just, like,
video
up and
was
down
crazy
shit.
Too.
Yeah, Is That Crazy? That shit's on YouTube. You can go find it right there on YouTube. M-I-C, Is That Crazy? That shit is crazy.
Bro, like, nah, for real, man's having that's a helicopter joint, too, right?
Nah, Michael Scott was a helicopter joint.
Yeah, that Michael Scott video is crazy. Check out the Michael Scott video.
Because you also did say earlier that you didn't go by Michael Queen at first. You were...
I was just M-I-C. It was just an acronym. It was an acronym for Mastermind Illustrating Creativity. And it was like a triple entendre at the same time. Like microphone, mic, and that. So I went by that for a minute. And then I decided, you know, I want to be the most authentic version of myself. And just be, you know, just be like, you know... real with myself, and I feel like the best way to, you know, portray that is by just being myself and putting my real name out there and putting everything under me. So I'm changing everything going forward from now. All new releases are going to be, you know, under my real name, and I'm going to go by that.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, bro. I'm really glad I met y'all today too, man, because y'all are some very creative people in your own ways, and y'all passionate about what y'all doing, and I love being
around
people.
Bro.
That's all about, you know, handling their business and chasing their goals. So keep doing your thing, bro. You got some shit, because I heard you spit, and you crazy.
See, yeah, and what's crazy is that's not even the type of shit that I really be crafting. Like, when I sit down and pen stuff, it's, like, not even like that. Like, I try to, like, be versatile and be able to rap, because you can hear me when I rap. I can hit that shit.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
What's up?
And I don't know if you get this a lot. And
I know what you about to say.
Yeah, I know.
You about to say it, ain't he?
Nah. But do you feel like because you are a white artist, like people always ask you, like, oh, is Eminem your favorite artist because of the way you rap?
I mean, yeah. You know, like, people look at me, I'm obviously, you know, I'm pale, I'm white, you know, they're going to look at that and be like, okay, he probably raps fast, he's probably corny. And then they listen to me and everything, every single fucking time, dog. I can't lie to you. This is not made up. Every single time I've shown someone or someone else has shown some of my music, they've been like, what the fuck? This is you? And I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Hey, can I be 100?
Like, yeah.
I didn't know on the Lost record, bro, was white.
Yeah, everybody told me
that. I swear to God, I didn't know.
That's a trend. But
when I first heard your music, I didn't know you were white either. I heard your music before I saw your face.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, nah, bro, you definitely versatile and got a sound. It don't, guess, exactly. You know? Cause music's music, bro. It don't matter who be, you know, who's singing or not or rapping, it don't matter. If you hard, you hard. Hell period. Yeah, sure. You know what I'm saying? But definitely plug your shit in, man. Let the people know where they can find your work.
You can find me anywhere on any social at ThereGoMic. ThereGoMic. You can find me on any like streaming platform, just m.i.c. Mixed Emotions is out. I just put out Michael Sky. I got a song with Chris out with Lost. We got some new shit in the works. I'm about to go create a new project. I'm not going to tell y'all the name of it, but I will tell you it's 14 songs of vulnerability and just heartbreak. So be ready for a love tape and some shit that's like straight from the soul with this one. Because like, actually, matter of fact, I'm going to shut myself up because I'm giving too much away right now. I ain't even recorded it yet. And I will give that away. I'm going to give Chris a feature. Chris is going to be on it. He's going to bless. Actually, I'm not going to give him a feature. He's going to bless me with a feature.
Hold on. Hey, respect.
Let me continue to give you a props.
But you finna bless him too, though.
Well, yeah,
you finna bless him too, because can I you gotta be 100. Like, Lost wouldn't be what it is. Exactly.
You know that
if you wasn't on it,
you know
I promise.
A&R, I'm not going to say anything negative. Every music is subjective. Everything is like, you know, a creative experience in all like aspect, whatever you listening, creative, whatever.
Real shit.
So, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck her. You know, my song is so
no,
fire.
I mean, it wasn't
but
even,
like, it's like,
saying,
all right, cool.
She was saying that my part wasn't that good either. Like,
you know, I heard this.
The whole song was like,
hey, can I tell y'all something?
Go ahead.
Fuck that A&R. They don't know what the fuck they talking about. You know what I'm saying? A&R is not fucking an artist.
No,
I mean, yeah, they might know what the fuck the mass is like, woot the woot, and that's no disrespect to no A&R. I respect they craft, they work, and what they do, but at the end of the day, some A&Rs be flopping, homie. Some A&Rs, to me, is like a college coach recruiting. You're going to get some of the best, and you might not get some of the best, but at the end of the day, that person who you could say, hey, that music garbage, go somewhere else, and the other A&R might say, no, that shit hard. Then they put that shit out, you're gonna regret it.
You know, I seen this clip one time on YouTube.
There's multiple instances like that in the music.
T-Pain was on a Twitch stream, and he was saying this thing about, like, you know, he was like struggling to make music. You know, it's crazy. I'm not sure what who the artist was that told him, but I'm pretty sure it was Bartender, or like, what was T-Pain's like first big hit? Was it Bartender, or did that come after like,
I don't remember.
I can't remember which one it was for.
That was Stripper,
was that the
right?
First one?
I'm in love with
I know they
stripper.
Both came out like 04, 05 around then. Like, I don't remember. Yeah, whichever one was first.
But I was young as fuck.
Yeah, I'm saying. Was it Armstrong?
It was Lil Wayne.
Which one was it? It doesn't matter.
That's the song with Lil Wayne? Yeah, Wayne in that thing, yup.
Well, either way, whatever
feels
one.
Feels so good.
Oh, you right.
Lil Wayne in that bitch.
Whatever one it
was.
Yeah,
whatever it was.
They was sitting there. He was playing it. He was playing it for like a major artist. I can't remember who it was. I don't want to be wrong, so I'm not going to say a name. But they told him that it was like trash, and he was like hella discouraged. He was like, he almost didn't put it out, and it ended up being like one of his biggest records. Yeah. And he was
like,
bro, there's 8 billion people on this planet. You telling me there's not other people out there that like what you like? And
exactly.
I was like, damn, brother, you know, that shit hit different. He was like, just make what you like, bro. He was like, that's what the whole creative process is about. It's like you putting your touch on this record, you making this record. And I was like, damn, that shit hit different. I was like, I'm just going to make what I want to make. And that's why I do Mixed Emotions. That's why I do a Lost Emotion or Lost Emotion. Shit, I just gave the title away. You got to cut that out.
No, yeah. Huh?
Bro, you seen that with he played All Falls Down.
He was playing straight hits.
Bro, he played classics.
Classics, sorry. Yeah,
and
sorry.
They ignored it. Like,
classics,
you gotta trust yourself at the end of the day, bro.
And then it is what it is, you feel me? But at the end of the day, look at him now. And then I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. They gonna look at y'all too.
Hell yeah.
Y'all gonna be up there. But hey, bro, I really appreciate you for hopping on though and talking
y'all
your thing.
Me
nah, anytime, bro. Definitely, bro, don't. You check his music out.
Please,
you know what I'm
do.
Saying?
tapping, I wouldn't lie running to you. Shit up. Because he's very, like, he's really hard. And I'm not just saying this because this is Chris's homie. Like, we was literally having freestyle sessions, and bro was, like, kicking shit like crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. We made seven songs like, in there bro, in, like, 30 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and trust me, I be in studios with some niggas who are hard as shit. And when they freestyle, they ain't, you feel me? But that don't matter, though, because some people know how to freestyle better than they can write. Some people know how to write better than they can freestyle.
Facts.
But at the end of the day, bro, you hard. I fuck with your shit. I'm going to support your shit. You feel me? Michael Queen, tap in KC.
Man. Please do.
Let's get it. Come back in here real quick. Yeah, get your little plug in, man. Tell them where they can find your work at.
You might as well sit down.
Socials.
Get my big ass out the way, bro. No, sit down, because it's going to make it's gonna look stupid if we don't. At this point, you're here.
I'm involved.
Yeah, so, you know, plug your stuff in, bro, and tell them where they can find your work at. Tell them the latest work, and then, you know, any shout-outs you want to do, man, we closing it out.
Shout-out to Deeply Upset, first off. My nigga in Denver, he makes the clothes. He's nasty with it. We got the Lost video and single out. Check that out on all streaming platforms. Chris Carter with a 3. If you want to look me up on Insta, it's Chris Carter Music with a 3 instead of an E. I know that's dumb, but don't forget it.
Yeah.
God, shout out to everybody out there in Kansas City, Louisville. We about to bring some hot shit home for sure. In both cities.
And this is a big summer this year, so y'all stay tuned with these artists. Shout out to my boy Get It Rogers. You know what I'm saying? FSOMK. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Duda back home. You know, Doggy Style. I can go song and song, man. But look. This is another episode of the You Heard Me podcast. For those listening, go ahead and check the YouTube channel G Nice TV at G-Nice TV, all caps, and go tap in with every episode of the You Heard Me podcast for the visual version. And for those streaming, you can always tune in to the You Heard Me podcast on Spotify, Apple, Anchor, you know, Google. All the big major streaming platforms, you feel me? This has been another incredible episode, fellas. I appreciate y'all for coming.
Appreciate you.
It's all love, man. Thank you.
You heard me.
Y'all said that at the same time. You heard
for real.
That's connection. Wow.
We out here.
Yup.
Hey, that was a good one, bro. Straight up organic. Too high for the top, so buddy. Ain't afraid to move slow, don't judge that. I don't know you won't, but it's all okay. Know you going through it, but it's all okay. Right here by your side in the middle of the bed, somehow everything all feels okay. Can I come over? When I come over, I get lost in you.